Ryan looked across the line. Jack and Doc were out of sight, though he could see Mildred's head bobbing in the undergrowth. JB was still upright, scoping the line. Christy was close enough for him to see clearly. He knew that his thoughts would be echoed in the minds of all of them. As the enemy approached, the sounds of their progress began to separate, so that it was possible to pick out numbers and more accurate locations. They seemed to be moving in four groups, three or four in each. Ryan knew it would have to be a bloodbath if they were going to take out the superior numbers before they had a real chance to attack. To do this, the companions would have to keep their positions unknown for as long as possible. The only way to gain an edge would be to lay still and hold your nerve until it was time to fire. Ryan looked at his friends. They would know this, but a hand signal relayed his intent to JB and Christy. In turn, JB passed it on down the line. If they had just been unlucky enough to be here when an enemy stumbled on them, then it should work. If the enemy was headed this way because they had the companion's location, then it might be different.
All we can do is wait.
Report.
The team leader looked directly into the mangroves. Their targets were in plain sight from the post now that they had traversed the maze, and the rebel force moving toward them was also in sight.
Our targets are staying put, keeping down. They're letting the rebels come to them.
Do the rebels know they are there?
Can't say for sure. It doesn't look like it, though. Scavenger is headed for Sector 8, I'd guess.
Very well. Keep them all in view and do not interfere. This should be instructive.
It should be a whole lot more than that. A whole lot more.
They were closing in. Ryan sank closer to the ground, hunkered on his haunches. He could see that Christy and JB were doing the same. The others were already out of sight. Waves of movement started to riffle the grass and vine that was only 100 yards or so from him. He raised the Steyr, cocked and ready to fire on sight. And then the grasses and vines parted. Three people moved in a crouch. He couldn't see if they were armed, and there wasn't time to ask. JB's fire was enough to make at least one of the group in front of him look around. Frozen for a moment, distracted, he wasn't the immediate danger. Ryan took out one of the others instead. One of the other two raised a gun in his fist. The Steyr clipped the shooter on the shoulder, spinning him as he fell back, down but possibly not out. The next man in line raised his sub-gun. Ryan risked raising his head. Both men were gone from view. Ryan smiled. This close, Doc's old Lamog couldn't fail to hit home. Belly to the ground, Ryan slithered across the grass and vine, ignoring the brambles that snagged his clothes and tore at his skin. He moved toward where the second man had fallen. Straining his neck to see upward as he crawled, he could see the feet of the dead man. Ryan rolled so that he was on his back, his stomach muscles straining to pull his torso up at the waist. The guy with the subgun moved out from behind a tree. Ryan was first to bring up his weapon. Without pause, Ryan rolled again, his head raised as he came onto his stomach, scoping out the territory. He cautiously got to one knee, lifting himself a little, using his left elbow to support himself as he moved a little farther up from the ground. Scanning the area, he could neither see nor hear the enemy. He knew he hadn't killed the guy. It was only a shoulder shot. Ryan might have taken him down if he wasn't that strong. He'd still be alive and dangerous. But where? Ryan looked diligently from side to side as he searched for some sign of his opponent.
Shit.
The bastard had gotten behind him. Ryan tried to twist so that he could meet the man head on, but it was too late for that. The man had a knife, and it pricked at Ryan's clothes and skin as the man slashed wildly. The man reeked of fear, sweat pouring from him, making his flesh slippery, his ragged clothes damp and heavy. With an effort that made stars of light burst behind his eye, Ryan heaved and pushed the man to one side. Ryan dropped the Steyr at his feet, his hand sneaking down to the scabbard on his thigh where he kept the Ponga.
You or me? Looks like it's you.
Ryan turned away and retrieved the Steyr. Cautiously, he made his way across the line they had drawn. Christy had killed two men and a woman. Two by clean shots, one by a gouge in the side, and a broken neck.